your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Time for the second segment of KER Politics. Jimmy and I have Dan Pacini on the line with us right now. You know, I'm curious as to how you feel, Dan, about the mandatory inoculations that Biden is trying to push through. I think it's a crock, personally. I think it's just simply one more aspect of government control that we simply don't need, because those actions are totally stating, in my opinion, that Americans are imbeciles. They won't do the right thing. What do you think about that, Dan?
Well, I think it's even worse than that. We have a lawless president. I mean, we have to say it. The federal government doesn't own that authority. That's something that's reserved to the states and to the people. And he is acting in a lawless fashion, much like he did with the eviction ban. He just, you know, they just make this up, or DACA, like Obama. They just make these things up, you know. They bypass the legislature when it's a legislative issue. They bypass the states and the people when it's not even a federal issue. He has no authority to do such a thing, and he knows it. But they do it anyway because they know they can get away with it for a period of time until the courts catch up to them. And the courts don't do anything to them. They don't slap anything on them. So, you know, people ought to be nervous. We have a befuddled president. We have a guy who goes in and out of lucidity. He's, you know, he makes bad decisions. He's been incompetent for most of his career. He's just a mediocre person. We got twin mediocrities, the president and the vice president. Americans didn't choose well. They just didn't, and they have to face up to it. This is what you're going to get. But this is lawless. So there needs to be pushback, and the states are starting to do that. You're going to see a number of lawsuits, and they're not just going to come from the states. To tell people what medicines you can put in your body, I mean, listen, I'm a vaccinated person. I read all the information I could read, and I made a judgment. And some of it's a hunch. I'm not a virologist. I'm not a scientist. I made a judgment. But I don't begrudge anybody else for making a different judgment. You're putting a medicine in your body. You ought to think long and hard about that. It's a new one. It's a new treatment. So, that's the biggest problem, is it's lawless. And we ought to fight for our Constitution. We ought to fight at every moment for that Constitution, because without it, we have no protections. That's the one benefit we have over many other countries, is we have a Constitution that was strong. So I don't know how else to put it. This is lawless.
You know, I think what bothers me more than anything else, when you see the Biden regime, I don't even call it the administration, the Biden regime, putting out these edicts that, like tyrannical decrees, basically forcing people to take actions, pushing vaccinations when you hear very little about natural immunities from people that have already had the virus. My family all had the virus. And of course, there's a number of studies out there that show that's actually more effective than the vaccines if you haven't had the virus yet. So you've got that, and they're not talking about treatments. They're not taking the same push, not pushing research and efforts on treatments that are effective and available out there if you do get the disease. And of course, the numbers, the deaths are significantly lower. We do have these cases, but we really can't identify the accuracy or the efficiency based on most of the information that's out there. You just aren't sure exactly what's happening with the PCR testing being recalled by the FDA. There's all kinds of questions out there. And to make a decision very rapidly without long-term studies that, you know, and I'm, if you want to take a vaccination and you should, you know, especially if you're in the right age category, I think that's a wise thing for you to do. If you are younger and it's very low risk for you, you don't know what's going to happen in the long term. And to make these decisions, you're impacting individuals' choices, their lives, but you're also putting these edicts on corporations and federal employees in order to force a political agenda that may be driven more by lobbyists from pharmaceutical companies than possibly by the science out there. And we definitely know that there's some questions about some of the science and some of the efforts by the NIH and, of course, the CDC right now. There's a lot of questions. They're backing off on a lot of issues. So you really have to question what the heck is going on with this government. And I agree with you completely. We have to stand up for those basic rights of choice. Without that, we have nothing. And we are like a, really not even a banana republic. We're in a dictatorial Soviet-style state where people are dictating our future and control. And I just don't think Americans can put up with this much longer.
I would say this. I think you've laid the groundwork to describe what this really is. These are political decisions. They keep talking about the science and we follow the science. They don't do anything of the sort. They do what's in their interest and what they want to do. They want to control people. They want a government that tells people what to do. They want to call the shots. They pick and choose the science that they want to follow. This isn't science. My read of this, again, not a scientist, not a person that has great expertise in this, but I think we're just delaying the inevitable. These viruses are going to pass through our culture and through our civilization. They're just going to pass through. They're going to take as many people as they're going to take, and they're going to sicken as many people as they're going to sicken. And we're just delaying the inevitable with the little lockdowns and our little theater masks that we wear that do almost nothing. It's going to pass through our culture, and we have to figure out a way to endure it. So you're absolutely right. We need to learn how to treat these things. We need to describe to people across the country what the best standard of care is for treating people like that. You ought to take basic precautions. You know, I take the zinc and the vitamin D and the vitamin C, and I do all that, and I try and take good care of myself and not put on weight. And you should do that in every facet of your life. You shouldn't smoke. You shouldn't do all these things. But the things that they're asking you to do are lawless, and we get back to that, and they aren't based on science. So I think it ought to be the other way around. You shouldn't protect all the vaccinated people like they're the most virtuous. You ought to say to people, listen, you're going to go out into society and you're going to encounter some people that are vaccinated, some people that aren't, some people that are carrying it who may or may not be vaccinated, and some people who aren't, and you make a decision what you want to do. So I tend to not linger in crowds. I tend to not get into people's spaces very long. I just make decisions like that, but I still live my life because you only have so much time on this planet, and you can't waste it, and you got to provide for your families, and you got to do other things. You have responsibilities. So it should be incumbent on everybody else to just make good judgments and see what happens. But if they want to really do the right thing by science, we ought to start with protecting the people that are most at risk, and those are the people that are obese, people with diabetes, people that are elderly. They're the high risk factor. Short of that, you're starting to see flu numbers. That's really what, those are the casualties. It's around the flu numbers for everybody else. So that's where I am on that.
My take on the Biden administration right now with this federal mandate that every federal entity has to do it, that they know the conservatives are less likely to take it. They're more concerned about the policies. I think they want to purge people that don't support their agendas. And I think that's a disgusting, absolutely disgusting agenda.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.